Yeah, I would argue it's an absolute necessity for tuning antennas. Nano VNA works, but what a pain, and I don't think it's as accurate. So that's the one I got. I did a bunch of research. So the blue one will get you up to VHF, but I was like, well, I predominantly on UHF, so I got to have that. So I needed the 500 megahertz. And I was looking at the Pro, because they're all within like 30 bucks of each other on sale. And the Pro, I didn't like the screen on. It was like an inverted, but not monochrome, but it was a black background with like colored text. I'm like, well, I don't want that because I'm going to use it outside. It's going to be impossible to see like the Nano VNA. And then they had one above that. It was the same thing. It was like the X-Stick Pro or some crap. And that one was a white background. I'm like, that's definitely not going to work. So I weighed the options. I'm like, I really don't need like cable velocity and all that crap or fault locators or anything. Like I'm doing HF antennas and outside web cutting wire. So yeah, that's the one I landed on, and we played with Phil's this weekend. It's sweet, man. I mean, very convenient to just hook it up, cut your wire, check it, and not really have to dink around with. You got to calibrate the VNA. You got to recall your stimmy. Like I hate those things.
What you get?
Morning, Sean. Yeah, I agree. I never really dialed in those Nano VNAs and struggled with them every time I got it out and finally just bought one of those. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead, Sean, and then Dakota.
Good morning. I'm thinking we're talking about the rig expert. Yeah, I had a series of Nano VNA type devices in here, and although they weren't difficult to use, they were just a hassle. The Rig Expert is really easy, comparatively speaking. And then the phone app makes it really nice. Is that what you ended up getting? Which one did you end up getting? I think you were focusing on the Pro, same one I got. Dakota?